So, what are you doing today here in Brighton?
Well, I've just been to work, and I've just finished, and I've got a date now.
Oh, goodness! Oh.
Hopefully lunch.
Lovely. Yeah. And is this a popular place for going on a date? Is this where you'd normally go?
Yeah, probably, if it was a local person, we'd probably meet up around here and go to bars or restaurants or something, coffee,
yeah,
something like that. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Excellent. And what do you like about living in Brighton?
I like the diversity, I like the culture, I like the relaxed feel. It feels like you're a bit in London, but you're by the sea, like everyone says.
Trying to read a book, you can never cope.
Just really nice place to live, really. It's buzzy, everyone's friendly. So.
Are you from Brighton originally?
No, I've been living here 8 years, I don't think I'd like to move anywhere else now.
Where did you move from?
Horsham.
Oh, yeah. Not too far. And what time of year do you enjoy Brighton the most? When is it at its best?
It's nice in the winter because you can walk your dog along the beach, and that's nice. And there's not so many tourists. It is lovely in the summer though because you can sit out for long hours. So that's really the best, isn't it? Summer. Mm-hmm.
Do you live on the seaside end
about
of town?
5 minutes away from the beach, so that's lovely.
And do you find other dog walkers friendly?
Yeah, everyone's friendly.
So. Are they more the locals that you meet there?
Yeah, I think everyone's friendly, but, it's just like any city. You have people that are friendly and people are just going around doing their own thing, aren't they?
And since you moved to Brighton, do you find you have less need for a holiday? Does living here feel like a holiday, or do you still go away?
In the summer, when it's been really hot, I have been sunbathing, swimming, just like your tourists do, so, yeah. We still go away though. It's not the same as your home, isn't it?
So. And what's your top tip of a great night out in Brighton? Where would you do that?
Definitely music. So go and find a pub that's playing, it's got a band playing, and just go and sit down, which there's loads of. And if you want to watch a proper band that's well known, go to the Concord, go to the Dome, Brighton Centre. The Dome's the best place.
Are you familiar with the sort of Regency aspect of Brighton and the historical side?
I used to live in a townhouse, so it's lovely, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you go to the pavilions or the Dome?
You know what, I've never been to the pavilion.
I think residents get a sort of special discount at some time
probably.
Of the year.
I know I should go. I've always, in the summer, have lunch sitting out on the green out there at lunchtime, so I work around the corner. So it's lovely, but I've never actually been inside.
And how about the museum, the Brighton Museum there?
No.
Well, that's going to be top of your list in the summer.
I feel bad now. I've not even been to the Sea Life Centre, but that's very touristy.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure you missed too much there.
Yeah.
Fantastic. How about the Dome? Not the Dome, the Big Wheel?
No, I've been to the one in London. For tourists.
Yeah. Brilliant.
more about going to a little quiet pub that no one knows about, just chilling there.
Excellent. Secret place.
Secret places.
Brilliant.
Okay.